Blackstone Audio presents The Sagas of Ragnar Lothbrok, translated by Ben Wagoner. This book is read by Ray Chase. For My Wife. Chapter 1. In Heimdall, Hamir heard the news that Sigurd and Brynhild were dead. Oslaug, their daughter, and Hamir's foster daughter, was 3 years old then. He now knew that enemies would seek to destroy the girl and all her family. But he grieved so much over the death of Brynhild, his foster daughter, that he cared neither for his own kingdom nor his wealth. He realized that he could not keep the girl there in secret. He had a harp made that was so large that he put the girl Oslaug inside it, along with many precious objects of gold and silver. Then he went away and traveled widely throughout the land, and at last came to the Northlands. His harp was so skillfully made that he could take it apart and put it together at the joints, and on days when he came to waterfalls with no houses nearby, it was his custom to take the harp apart and bathe the girl. He had a wine leek which he gave her to eat. The nature of this leek is such that a person may survive for a long time, even if he has no other food. And when the girl cried, he would strike up his harp and she would quiet down, for Hamir was accomplished at those skills which were practiced at the time. He also had many costly clothes in the harp with her, and much gold. Now he traveled until he reached Norway, and he came to a little farm that was called Spangereth. An old man named Aki lived there. He had a wife, and she was called Grima. There were no more people than themselves. That day, the old man had gone to the forest, but the old woman was home. She greeted Hamir and asked who he was. He said that he was a beggar and asked the old woman for shelter. She said that no one else came there, so she could well...